Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Tzadi Hei 95, and we're going to talk about the sugya of saying Hallel in Shul on the night of the Seder. Hallel bebeis haknesses on the night of the Seder. So we'll start off with the Shulchan Aruch, right? Because the Gemara a little later will relate to our sugya. So the Shulchan Aruch already quotes the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah regarding this minhag. Says the Shulchan Aruch in the end of Simen Tav Pei Zayin, Bilel Rishon Shel Pesach, Gomrin Hahalel Bitzibur, Bineima Bibracha, Tchila Vasof. On the night of the Seder, on the first night of Pesach, we say the complete Hallel, full Hallel Bitzibur, Bineima Bibracha, with a Bracha, Tchila Vasof. Right, it's interesting, according to the Shulchan Aruch, who generally does not big brachas on Minhagim, like saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, the Shulchan Aruch says not to say a bracha, but here is a different type of minhag, right? We know, say, lighting the menorah in shul, one does make a bracha. So certain Minhagim, one does make a bracha according to the Shulchan Aruch. So here's another one. The night of the Seder, one makes a bracha, V'chein Balal Sheni, Shal Shnei Yamim Tovim Shal Galias. Also on Yantav Sheni, one makes a bracha on the Hallel in shul. And the Ramah quotes that this is not our minhag. Hagav v'kol ze ein anu noag in kain ki ein anu omrim balayla beveis haknesses halal klal. The Ramah says not only do we not say halal, but we don't say make a bracha, but we don't say halal at all. That is the Ramah. So machalkus mechaber and the Ramah. The minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to follow the Shulchan Aruch generally. The minhag of the Gra, though it's not quoted in Maaser Rav, the minhag of many they quote from the Vilna Gaon, is that like the Shulchan Aruch. The Birka Yosef says it's such a beautiful minhag. And one should do it, even if one is not used to doing it, one should do this minhag. The Birka Yosef, on our Simen Tav Pei Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siftes, Af Batikinesia Shalom Nagu Bazeh, Tov V'yashar, L'daber Alev Rashi Hakol. It's good to speak to the heads of the community. L'hanhig V'lomar Ahalo Ba'arvis, V'kachasu Arabanim, Reb Binyamin HaKoed, Reb Yisrael Aniskar, V'eza Rabanim Be'areihem. One should take upon themselves this minhag. Why Dafka is there this minhag? We'll get to the sources soon, but even Kabbalistically, the Hasidim, many Hasidim have also adopted this minhag based on words of the Arizal. The Arizal writes, Rav Chaim Vital quotes this in Shar Kavanis on page Pei Aleph, and also in Eitz Chaim, Shar Chaf Aleph, Shebishar Yamim Tovim, Vishabis, Olim Ha'olamos Bimadregos, Ma'at Ma'at, on all the Yamim Tovim and Shabbos. So little by little, when you go from weekday to Shabbos or Yontif, little by little, it goes into the spiritual realm. Holech V'gadol Madrega Achar Madrega B'chol Tfilu U'Tfila. Mashe'enkin B'lo Pesach. Al-Yedei Tfilas Arvis, Olim Berega Echad, Kala Madregos. Right when Pesach starts, all the Madregas you go up. Bechinas ki bechipazon yatsasa v'gomer. K'nilashaber koach haklipos. It goes up very quickly to all the upper worlds. Olasiba zu omrim halal gomer v'la pesach miyad achar tfilas arvis. And that's why we say halal right after Ma'ariv as a recognition of that amazing jump in ruchnias. Even if we don't feel it, our neshama feels it, right, as the Gemara sometimes says, and therefore it's appropriate to say halal. So that's why many have the custom in the Hasidic world, Tamidi Hagra, to say halal in shul on Pesach night. But again, the Ramah says it's not the minhag, and other poskim, the Chuvah says, or as Chuvah says, stay with your minhag. But again, this is the machlokas. The Maharshag also quotes others that follow this minhag. The Maharshag in Chelek, where is this Chelek? Simon Lamed. V'chein ha'inokim b'yerchust od b'yimei mori agon maram shik. The maram shik used to say v'chein ha'inokim b'mkomeinu afshim b'spalim b'esak lezim b'nosach ashkenaz, even though he daven ashkenaz the whole year, b'komakom omer halal b'lel pesach b'bracha. With a bracha. So again, different minhagim have developed. What exactly is the source? Of this minhag? So if you look in the tour in Tav Pei Zayin, where this Shulchan Aruch is quoted, and you look at the Beis Yosef, there's nothing there. Like, where did it come from? So it's interesting that the tour talks about this in a different siman. The Shulchan Aruch moved the simanim. The Shulchan Aruch in Tav Ayin Gimel quotes this from a Meseches Sofrim. In the 20th paragraph of Meseches Sofrim, which is a very early source in the Tanam, we have this. The Meseches Sofrim quotes, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak Omer, Shmona Asar Yamim, Valaila Echad, Gomrin Bahen Hahalel. 18 days and one night, we say Fol Hallel, Ubegola, Esrim, Ve'echad, Yamim, Vishdei Lelos. And in Galus, 21 and two nights. So again, that's quotes this, and what are those days? Obviously, these are the days of saying it in the nights or the Pesach nights. Ve'elu hein shivas yimei Chanukah, ve'adav shal atzeres, ve'adav rishon shal Pesach, ve'leilo, right? Yom rishon shal Pesach, ve'leilo. U'bagola esrim ve'echad yom. V'shtei leilos, the Pesach HaSofer continues. V'shtei leilos mitzvah min amuvchar. Likros halel b'shnei leilo shal galios u'lavarech aleihem. U'la omran b'ni'ima. L'kayim ha'shenemar u'naromama shmo yachtav. And to, you know, say praise Hashem together. You're ready enough to make a bracha on the one at the Seder. Hashem, we'll get to that because one already made the bracha. So again, the Torah quotes that, and the Torah quotes after quoting this, he says, it is a minag matov umanaim. Right, the Torah starts off, yesh b'kavish dargan likos halabesach nesas b'tzibur. And he quotes it from Maseches Sofrim. That is the tour in Tafay and Gimel. That's where the Shulchan Aruch gets it from. It is fascinating that the Bavli has a similar lashon, but does not quote the last line about Leilos. Right? The Bavli, remember the Sugya in Erech and Dafyud, which talks about Hallel, and how many days we say Hallel. So the Talmud Bavli says, Amar Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yotzadak, Shmona Asar Yamim Sheyachar Gomer Menetz Halal. There are 18 days. That's it. Doesn't say anything about nights. So Davka, parallel Lashon, but does not say anything about nights in the Gemara. Maybe that's a smach not to say it. That's not how to say it, because the Masechta Sofrim quotes it, but the Bavli does not quote it. If one thinks about the connection between the halal we say in shul and the halal we say at the Seder, the Tur quotes from this Maseches Sofrim that you don't have to say a bracha at the Seder because you already said one in shul. So does that automatically muchach mean that it's the same type of halal? Because it says you don't have to say one. It could be that it is different, but Hilchos brachas wise, you don't have to say another bracha. Like we don't karpas and morer as a mashal, right? Once you say hadama on the karpas, so then if you would use the same item for morer and karpas, the Gemara talks about according to Samam al-Ra'im, once you say bracha, so you don't make another bracha later on because you already said a bracha earlier. So that's in Hilchos Brachos Anen. But maybe it's the same similar idea when it comes to halal here. Even if it's a different type of halal, once you said the same words though earlier and you made a bracha on it, so that can count and cover for the for both, even though it might be a different type of halal. Okay, what's the sar for the Ramah? Why does the Ramah say not to say it? If this Maseches Sofrim has this beautiful minhag of saying halal in shul on the Seder night. So a couple of ideas. Number one, the Bavli does not have it. The Bavli has the 18 days and does it. So that's not a svar. That's just saying the source. The Gra in Tuf Pei Zayin here on the Ramah. Again, the Gra on Shulchan Aruch just quotes both, explaining both ideas from these Maseches Sofrim, but he does not tell you what his minhag is. In other svarim, they quote from the Gra that he followed the Shulchan Aruch. But the Gra quotes that Lo niskan libikiyim. It was not enacted for those who are bikiyim. The Gra says that the whole idea of halal and shul is for those who don't know halal by heart, who wouldn't be able to say it at home when they get home later, and therefore it's right, to be motzi eino baki. So if all are bikiyim or all have agadas, and therefore they wouldn't need to the halal and shuls, then maybe one wouldn't need to say it, and that's maybe what the svara of the Ramah is, right? You don't need to say it if everyone knows it themselves. The Nitziv in the Tshuva, in the Meshav Davar, in Aleph Yud Gimel, has a different svara. Tshuva in the Meshav Davar says the Nitziv in Siman Yud Gimel, because there's a tshuva about different types of minhagim and piyutim that one adds in. So in the middle of that tshuva, says the Nitziv, V'chein matzinu b'kama makomos, shetiknu chazal lifamim shelo apidin. Sometimes you find that chazal are enact something that is not me'ikir adin, but it's to cover another reason, like, V'cheinu utzkoa b'rosh hashanah b'yeshiva k'de la'arbe v'asatan. The Yavagav She'enu Alpi Omekadin Lahaktim Tkiyah L'Tfilas Musaf. Really, it's Tkiyah Al Seder HaBrachas. Why are we blowing B'Yeshiva? Why are we blowing what we call Tkiyah to Miyushav? Right, to have extra kolos La'arbev as a satan? So really, the Rabbanan shouldn't do that. That's not B'Yikar Adin, but they did it for a reason. K'mo Da'asur Lahaktim Achilas Mor L'Achilas Matzah. Just like it's usher to be Maktim Mor to Matzah. But sometimes, if that's the only mara that you have, we just alluded to this, that's what you do. Umi shemachi aminag lo, shalo lo mar halel b'lo pesach. Kedei shalo lahaktim lefnei matzah. Halel is really supposed to be done during achilas matzah, or at least after achilas matzah, and therefore, one shouldn't say it beforehand. Dizmano ha'ikari achar achilas pesach. V'advar matikim umufurashim b'makam acher. Mikam makam hetir l'tzarach shah, kedei la'arbeif ha'satan. But it is allowed momentarily, right, we say a little bit of the Hallel before the, we say two paragraphs of the Hallel. There's no about Shul here. Might be talking about right before the end of Magid, but surely the one beforehand, because it's not Bizman HaMatzah, and that's why the Nitziv says it's not appropriate to say any Hallel before any Matzah, like similar to Achilas HaPesach. And maybe that's why the Rambam says what he says. So the Gra, right, could be Motzi, those who don't know. And if you know it, there's no reason. The Nitziv has to be linked to the Matzah. And also, a Smach, that the Bavli leaves it out. Rav Moshe Feinstein does write, and there are other tshuvas about this as well, Rav Moshe in Arachayim, Chelek Bei Simin Sadi Dalit. What happens if you're in a shul that's not doing your minhag? So if you're in a shul that's not saying halal and you do say halal, okay, so you can say it quietly. It's not not any issue. Nobody's going to know anything. It's not called Porish Benat Tzibur if you say something quietly. But what happens if the opposite? What happens if the opposite? The Echad, She'eno Noeg Lomer Halal, Bebeis HaKnesses Bel Psachim. V'nimsa b'beis haknesses she'omer halal. Ech, he's like, what should you do? So he wrote this to somebody named Rabbi Yitzchak. Hanoagim b'shitas hagra. Omrim halal b'beis haknesses. Right, the gra. Says Rav Moshe had that minog. Omer halal b'beis haknesses b'lo psachem v'chein. Av she'beis haknesses hu shal nosach ashkenaz. Omrim halal. She'mistama ha'yusham me'ha balabatim she'noagim me'agra. U'memela asur l'shanos lahem shalo yomru. Right, if the minug is the shul of like the shita sagra, you say halal and shul, and even if they have an ashkenaz, but that's the gra's minug. And so too, therefore, it's also to go out. Kivan shenagu kain sham gami she'eno noeg lomar halal. Kivan she'atam is palav beis haknesses zeh also l'shanos bebnei machlokas. And therefore, what do you do? V'im yatzah bishvil zeh. Harinami ikatam da asr rebnei machlokas. Kiva shakol yavinu. She yatsim yishum shacholik aleim. Right? Everybody will realize you're going out now because you argue. That's not right. Aval ein lo davarich. You can stay inside and you can say it, but you don't take a bracha. That's not porish b'nat zibur. Nobody will know if you said a bracha or not. Kizeo b'tzina. Delo nikar kol kach imevarich alo. Nobody will notice if you say a bracha or not. Vim haya ba'ofan shiye nikar. Shalo birech. Nire. Shitzorak am levarich. Wow. If it's in a situation where, well, if you're the chazan, for sure, if everybody's going to realize that you didn't make a bracha, Moshe allows you to make a bracha even if it's not your minug. V'raya mipsachim daf kufav. What's the raya from kufav? V'amol l'ravashi liktish l'an makidusha rabba. Remember the Gemara later on in Arvei Psachim? They say to Ravashi, Shabbos morning, you want to make kiddush for us? And he didn't know what to do. So Amar Baruch Pir Agafin va'agidbe. He said Baruch Pir Agafin, and then he waited. Pirish Rashbam herech bo ladas im yisarev echad mehem lishtos yavin. And he'll see if one of them starts drinking, he'll know that's the whole kiddush. The Baruch Pir Agafin regil lomar v'sulo zim lo kein haya omer lahem kiddush gadol shalayla k'minagam. And if not, he would say the Friday night kiddush if he realized it was something. If there was more of a minug, Hari Mefurish Shash Minagos Shlo LeKadosh Kiddush Halayla Bayom. Even though it wasn't Ravashi's minug, he was waiting to see what they would do and if he would have to continue. Amazing Raya. Mikomakom Kivan Shebeir Hahu Hayinog and LeKadosh Hayem Kadosh V'lo Hayachoshes the Rachel Avatala Imkain Kol Shekain Bahalo Delele Psachim Sheisa Zebi Yerushalmi. Surely this minug, which is in the Yerushalmi, Ube Mesachas Sofrim Sheviu Atosas Psachim Daf Kuf Dalad Via Turso Sitafa. You shouldn't say it's a savik bracha l'iser. Af le'elu she'inog in kain. Im nimsu sham alachin. Im hu shliach tzibur. Sarakam levarich. V'chein af im eino shliach tzibur. Im hu ba'ofan she'en nikar. Sarech levarich. One has to make the bracha in that situation. Now let's talk a little bit about the lumdis of this challah. What type of challah is this challah that we say in Shulah night? Right, Pesach night we know is a different type of night than all other nights. It's the only night of the year that we say challah. The only night of the year that we do many mitzvos. But the what's the nature of this challah? So if you look in the Beis Halevi Haggadah, in the second volume of the Beis Halevi Haggadah, Chelik Beis on page Samachay, he talks about this sugya, and he quotes from, quoted from Reb Chaim, that this is a Hallel that has to do with Kedushas Hayom. Hare Mavuar, Lahedya, he quotes Masechta Soferim and says, the fact that it's linked with the other 18 days and two nights, so all linked to the same din, Mavuar Lahedya, the mitzvah and a mufcha likos halbala pesach, veizkaz bebracha. Ube pashtus, hapasik, hashir yelachem kalelas kadesh chag, this pasik which is quoted for the sugya of Hallel, at night, the Gemara Arachin Daf Yud that we just referred to before quotes it. What does it mean? Kalel is Kadesh Chag. Sounds like this is a halal of Kedushas Hayom. Chiyav Amiris Halal Biyotav Haydu Shei Shchiyav Lomar Sa Halal Bilal Pesach. To Pazik Ze Ayri Bilal Pesach. And we say it, the fact that we say it later on, that's a different type of halal. That's a different type of halal, the one we see at the Haggadah. Ein ze midin chiyav amiris halal b'yantav, ela midin halal al hanisim. Sh'as b'lan ha-kadosh baruch hu b'yitzias Mitzrayim, u midin halal al hanis. V'lo midin chiyav amiris halal b'yantav. It's a different type of halal. L'chein nirish ezorach lomar halal b'lo pesach b'beitzach neses b'bracha. Again, why? Because that's the way it sounds like. In that Gemara in Arachin Adaf Yud, which is the sugya of halal, all the different days that you say halal. So Gemara says, why don't you say halal on Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara says, lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. It doesn't have an issue malacha. Dichsiv, hashir yelachem, kalelas kadesh chag, say shir, like the night that is sanctified. So that's the pasuk that teaches me to say halal on night. Laila, mekudesh lachag, ta'un shira. A laila that is sanctified for a chag, with an issue malacha, needs shira. V'she'ein mekudesh lachag, ain to'un shira. But it's talking about laila. Laila mekudesh lachag. So the night is mekudesh lachag. So says Reb Chaim, that's the halal. The halal is regarding Kedushas Hayom. The problem is, and this is what he acknowledges, is our Gemara. Now we get to our Gemara on the top of Sadi Heim Abeis. The Gemara says, based on the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says that one has to say challah while one eats Karban Pesach. Where does one get that from? Arishon ton challah ba'achila. So, right, Pesach Rishon. We know immediately. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rishim ben Yod Sadaf. The Gemara quotes this pasuk. Amar Kra Hashir Yelachem Kalalas Kadesh Chag Laila Mekudesh Lachag Ton Halal Laila She'ein Mekudesh Lachag Ein Ton Halal. So it sounds like the fact that that pasuk is quoted to teach me you say halal during the eating of the Karban Pesach. That doesn't seem to be a Hallel of Kedushas Hayom, like we say in Shul. It sounds like it's a unique form of Hallel. A unique form of Hallel you say during eating Karban Pesach. So Rav Chaim acknowledged that problem, and he said, what could I do? You have to say that really it's about the Kedushas Hayom, like it's linked in the Gemara. But, Bizman HaMikdash, they enacted that the Hallel of Kedushas Hayom would be said during Achilas Karban Pesach. That's what you have to say. The tzarach lomar the beemes who midin amiris halal beyantiv k'demash ma'pashni dekra the pasuk lo muzkar klal achilas karan pesach. The pasuk says nothing about karan pesach; it just says about the day kalel es kadesh chag. Ela disman beis hamigdash kavu es amiris halal below pesach midin halal beyantiv beis achilas karan pesach. So that's what is quoted from B'shem Reb Chaim. That it has to be; it must be the same type of halal, but it's just done during this man of achilas pesach. Fine. The other way to say it is that, no, even the halal and shul is a different type of halal. But again, is there a raya, like we said before, that the bracha, later bracha covers? That's not a raya. You can say it's a different type of halal, and still the later bracha would cover it. But in the footnotes here, they quote that Reb Chaim used to say halal with a bracha in shul. The Briska Rav would not say halal in shul. Why? He agrees to the yesod of Reb Chaim, is quoted. You're not going to argue on your father's yesod, but he said that the halal at the Seder could function as both. Could function as the Kedushas Hayom and function as the halal b'shas anes. And of course, the Reb Chaim heard that the Briska Rav was mafakpeik, and he was upset at him. He says, how could you do that? And many years. Harbi Shanim Kshamaran Agriz Hayab Brisk, or Bachayev Shamaran Agrach, when the Griz was in Brisk with Reb Chaim, when the Tzibur used to get the halal, he used to go out with Reb Simcha Zel Agriger, right, the die in a Brisk, he used to go out of the Beis Medrash, right, against that remotion that we just said, and be Mefalpel in the Dinim of Amir's halal, Bebeis HaKnesses. So he used to speak about a learning of this Sugya, and when the Tzibur finished, they would go back in. Okay, that was that they did. But again, that is the, that's the Mesorah of Reb Chaim and the Brisk Arav. But what the halal at the Seder is for sure something unique. For sure something different. The Ran, I think we quoted this in other Shirim, the Ran in Ari Pesachim quotes the beautiful Lashon of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon asks, why is there no bracha of Hallel at the Seder? So one might say, oh, you already Yotze, based on what we just said, you already Yotze in Shul. But others, Rav Haigon is on Chav Vav Mabez Nadafi Arif, others say that, no, one second, there's no bracha, but there's other things about this Hallel. You break it in half and you sit down. It's a different type of Hallel. Rav Haigon's Lashon is, you don't say it betoras kriya, ela betoras shira. What does that mean? Rav Soloveitchik explained, it's a halal that's not based on, oh, I have to say this now, let's say halal, which would require a bracha. Saying a bracha would be minimizing it and losing the whole essence of the day. The essence of the halal. This halal should be a spontaneous overflowing of emotion that we scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 2 hours of Magid, wow, halal, and we love you. That's what it's supposed to be. And therefore, says Rav Haigon, we don't say a bracha. That would be formalizing it. That's not, this is Hallel B'Shas HaNes. That's very different than the Hallel in Shul, which is said for Kedushas HaYom, according to Rav Chaim. But again, these are the two Minhagim, and this is how it's alluded to and mentioned in our Gemara.